From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. An annual homeless count released Thursday found little change in the number of people on the streets in Tarrant and Parker counties. This year, the count found 1,924 people were homeless across the two counties, the vast majority in Fort Worth. That's down a tad from last year, and there were fewer veterans on the street and fewer women fleeing domestic violence. But there were increases among families and people under 18. Otis Thornton is director of the Tarrant County Homeless Coalition.
Something has to change, or we're going to find ourselves in the same situation year after year.
The homeless count is basically a snapshot of people staying in shelters or sleeping on the streets. Carol Klosick from the Center for Transforming Lives says that misses a lot of women and families who can't get into shelters or avoid the camps where homeless people congregate.
Moms with young children want to stay away from those places as much as they possibly can, just simply because they're not safe. Who wants their three-year-old exposed to those kind of harsh realities?
Klosick says the annual count also misses those people who cycle in and out of homelessness, like a mother who lost hours at work because her kid had the flu.
Suddenly she didn't have enough to pay rent, so they lived in their car for a time until she could earn enough money and save to get back into an apartment.
Advocates say low wages and a severe shortage of affordable housing are the two main drivers for homelessness. Thornton says it would take hundreds of millions of dollars to build the affordable housing Tarrant County needs. But he says it's worth it because homelessness is expensive.
It costs about $10,000 per year when someone is stably housed. In contrast, it costs between $30,000 and $40,000 when someone is homeless. That's the cost of shelter, but that's mostly the cost burden on our health care, criminal justice, and other public systems that hit everyone's pocketbook.
Thornton says money alone won't solve the problem. Until people see the homeless as neighbors who need help finding safe, permanent homes, he says cities will struggle with homelessness. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.